asked Whisper to pass it to the lady. The lady read it, then looked at me with narrowed, thoughtful eyes. "Aaron Nofather," she read aloud, "an unlanded priest of the god Vanser from Slinger in the kingdom of Vi. This from our amateur historian. What you found is less interesting than the fact that you found it, Croker. That news is 500 years old. It was worthless then. Whoever Aaron Nofather was before he left Vi, he did an absolute job of eliminating traces. By the time he became interesting enough to have his antecedents investigated, he had obliterated not only Slinger, but every person to have lived in that village during his lifetime. In later years he went even farther, wasting all Vi, which is why the notion that those papers might contain his true name constituted such a surprise." I felt about half-size and stupid. I should have known they would have tried to unmask the Dominator before. I had surrendered some small advantage for nothing. So much for the spirit of cooperation. One of the new taken, I cannot keep them straight, for they all dress the same, arrived soon afterward. He or she gave the lady a small carved chest. The lady smiled when she opened it. "There were no papers that survived, but there were these." She dumped some odd bracelets. "Tomorrow we go after Bowman's." Everyone else knew. I had to ask, "What are they?" "The amulets made for the Eternal Guard in the time of the White Rose, so they could enter the Barrowland without hazard." The resulting excitement surpassed my understanding. "The wife must have carried them away, though how she laid hands on them is a mystery. Break this up now. I need time to think." She shooed us like a farm wife shoes chickens. I returned to my room. The Limper floated in behind me. He said nary a word, but ducked into the documents again. Puzzled, I looked over his shoulder. He had lists of all the names we had unearthed, written in the alphabets of the languages whence they sprang. He seemed to be playing with both substitution codes and numerology. Baffled, I went to my bed, turned my back on him, faked sleep. As long as he was there, I knew sleep would evade me. Chapter 53. The Recovery. It resumed snowing that night. Real snow, half a foot an hour, and no let-up. The racket raised by the guards as they strove to clear it from doorways and the carpets wakened me. I had slept, despite the Limper. An instant of terror. I sat bolt upright. He remained at his task. The barracks was overly warm, holding the heat because it was all but buried. There was a bustle despite the weather. Taken had arrived while I slept. Guards not only dug, but hurried about other tasks. One Eye joined me for a rude breakfast. I said, "So she's going ahead, despite the weather." "It won't get any better, Croker. That guy out there knows what's going on." He looked grim. "What's the matter?" "I can count, Croker. What do you expect from a guy with a week to live?" My stomach tightened. Yes, I had been able to avoid thoughts of the sort so far, but...